The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me in studio is Aidan O'Connell of Fade Laser Clinic, the tattoo removal business on Grafton Street. FadeLaser.com, Aidan tells me, is the website if you want to get a tattoo removed. And that's what we're going to be talking about. The process of removal, how easy or difficult it is, and how that technology has changed over the years. Aidan, thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thanks, Kieran. Thanks for having me in.
How big a business is a tattoo removal?
It's estimated that 20% of people who get tattoos have what they refer to as tattoo regret. That is a kind of first world country type statistic. That means that there is possibly 360,000 people in Ireland currently with tattoos that they don't want. That doesn't mean that they want to get rid of all of their tattoos. It just means that they may have one or two tattoos that they may want to get rid of. They may want to change. They might want to just laser down a small bit to get a cover up, or else they might just want to go back to having a full blank canvas and having no tattoos whatsoever.
It's amazing in my lifetime how much attitudes to tattoos have changed. I mean, Yes. They are ubiquitous now.
Very much so, yeah. Like from years gone by where in 1990, early 1990s, there might have been five or six tattoo places in Dublin, where now there's up to 2,500 in Ireland. So there's that many people are getting tattoos, some of them really, really good artists, and as I discover every day, some of them not so good.
So what is the nature generally of the ask when people come into you? Is it that what they hope they were getting doesn't look that good? Have they aged out of it? Is it something else?
There's a bit of everything. There's four or five different categories of people that come in. There's a lot of people who come in which, like, without having the obvious that if you put a name of somebody else on your body, that's striking a death knell for any relationship. So that's one thing. There's people who get tattoos done very young, say, when maybe slightly worse for wear in Magaluf. That's they come into me every September. But there is other tattoos, mainly what I thought that everybody coming into me would be kind of 40, 45-year-olds that are getting rid of the tribal tattoos, the stars on their side, all those things from 20 years ago. But in actual fact, most people who come into me would be averaging between 20 and 30, very body conscious, very well presented. When I say that, they're looking to say, change a tattoo. They're not happy where it is. It's not happy where it looks. And they may be looking to get other tattoos over it, or else they may be just looking for something in a professional sense, that they may have gone from being on the beach in Koh Samui now to working in a top five law firm. Okay, and may look slightly different.
I'm interested in that idea that, you know, it's maybe people tweaking it or you know, they just, it's that one particular tattoo amongst many that they want to change. You know, it would suggest that they're not I'm kind of aghast that I've put a mark on my body. Rather, they view the body as maybe a canvas that's always being worked on.
Yeah, exactly. They refer to it in the tattoo industry as freeing up tapestry. Right,
that's but interesting. It is freeing up tapestry. So, I like that.
But they have a lot of it is to do with some trends in tattoos just didn't date very well.
Yeah.
So like the tribal tattoo on the Irish guy, not great. I think every girl in Koh Samui, as I said, in the early 2000s with the lower back tattoo, never really got over that. And a lot of those are in to see me. But most people aren't against tattoos who come into me. They're just against.
Yeah.
They just don't particularly like their particular one or many that they have to get rid of.
So tell me about the technology then that removes them.
Okay, so technology has come a long way. So in 1970s, 1980s, you were able to get rid of tattoos, but you basically take off half your arm as well, right? So they were very much a heat-based laser. You are able to cut them out, which again is pretty extreme, or you're able to take them off with kind of abrasion of the skin. But the most effective way is what we refer to as a picosecond laser. So these got developed from 2002 to 2015, and Cynosure were manufacturers of the first one. They produced a machine in 2014 or 15 that was commercially viable and at 120 kilos, somewhat portable. These are lasers that operate at picosecond speeds. It's not as important, but they don't operate under heat treatments. They operate under pressure treatments. So basically what you're doing is you're hitting the ink and rattling it so much that the molecules of ink are falling apart from each other. And wow. Then your white blood cells pick it up and take it away. And basically, you're leaving most of it in the bathroom in the evening.
Okay, so the ink just gets diluted into the body.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore,
a lot of
tattoo removal, most of the tattoo removal work is done by you. It's not done by the laser. The laser is just providing you with an environment that you can get rid of a tattoo.
Wow. So are there particular hues, particular colours that the machine works better on, or is all ink equal
easiest,
in that regard?
The easiest tattoos to get rid of are black. Black tattoos on, and preferably with a bit of shading in them, on what we refer to as a skin type 1, which is like you and me that would burn on a wet day. And there's six different skin types in the world called the Fitzpatrick skin cell, and all of these have different characteristics of getting rid of tattoos.
And why is black better than say a green or a red? Why is the ink different?
Because a laser is just a light. It's a light that is just exits a machine at rapid speed.
Yeah.
With that light, black absorbs light more than any other color.
Okay.
So therefore, and it's also the most painful. So if you've got a yellow tattoo, it absorbs way less light than a black tattoo, because black will absorb
it absorbs
more.
Less of, like, this is very much simplified, but it absorbs less of that energy coming from the laser, and therefore the ink shakes less. You're less likely to have the molecules shook into
exactly
the body.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's not even simplifying it. That is exactly what it is. Yes.
So that I find that really interesting. Is there a particular... when you talk about skin types, you're talking about kind of the shade or the tone of our skin. But as we get older and the skin gets more wrinkly, is it harder or easier to remove a tattoo?
No, what determines the speed that you get rid of the tattoo is A, the age of the tattoo, the colour of the tattoo, how dark or how much ink has been put into it. So if you've got a tattoo over another tattoo, obviously that's going to be a little more difficult than one tattoo. But it is all to do with I always say to people, if they come in with their twin brother, they got the exact same tattoo in the exact same day, one person takes 8 sessions to get rid of it, one person takes 4. There's no real rhyme nor reason to it.
And are there tattoos that are too extensive to remove? If somebody comes in with the full sleeve done and they say, you know what, deep regret, I want it completely gone.
No,
can you do it?
What you have is a lot of people have covered up old tattoos, and they have become way, way, way too dark. That's why I have a lot of referrals from tattoo artists, say, laser these down 2 or 3 sessions and then we can put something better over it. If you tattoo over another tattoo without lasering it down, it is just too dark and it'll always look like...
Just like adding more paint to the page. Eventually it turns into
exactly.
A brown sludge, the artist will tell you.
It just takes a while. It just takes a long time to get rid of those.
Well, John the Napper, who regularly gets in touch with us here, says, Kieran, a few years ago and after a few pints, I got a dragon tattoo on my shoulder. The tattoo artist must have been training because it looks like a lucky cat, the type you see in the Asian restaurants. He's keeping it though, says John.
Good man, John.
Well, John, Aidan O'Connell can be found at fadelaser.com if you change your mind. Aidan, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks for having me on.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.